Today's scripture reading is from Acts chapter 17, verse 16 to 34.
今日读经经文来自《使徒行传》17:16-34.
We will read this responsively, first in English, then in Chinese.
我哋会用启应的方式来读，我哋先用英文，然后用广东话读出。
While Paul was waiting for them in Athens, he was deeply troubled by all the idols he saw everywhere in the city. He also had a debate with some of the Epicureans and Stoic philosophers. When he told them about Jesus and his resurrection, they said, "What's this babbler trying to say with these strange ideas he's picked up?" Others said, "He seems to be preaching about some foreign gods." "You were saying some rather strange things, and we want to know what it's all about." So Paul, standing before the council, addressed them as follows: "Men of Athens, I notice that you are very religious in every way. He is the God who made the world and everything in it. Since he is Lord of heaven and earth, he doesn't live in man-made temples. From one man, he created all nations throughout the whole earth. He decided beforehand when they should rise and fall, and he determined their boundaries. For in him we live and move and exist. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring." God overlooked people's ignorance about these things in earlier times, but now he commands everyone, everywhere, to repent their sins and turn to him. When they heard Paul speak about the resurrection of the dead, some laughed in contempt. But others said, "We want to hear more about this later." Let's read the last verse together. "But some joined him and became believers. Among them were Dionysius, a member of the council, a woman named Damaris, and others with them."
保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急。的人并每日在思想所见的人辩论，还有以比古罗和斯多亚两门的学士与他争论。有的说这胡言乱语的要说什么，有的说他似乎是传说外邦鬼神的。也话是因保罗传讲耶稣与复活的道。因为你有些奇怪的事传到我们耳中，我们愿意知道这些事是什么意思。都不愿别的事，只将新闻说说听听。保罗站在阿略巴古当中说：众位雅典人啊，我看你们凡事很敬畏鬼神。游行的时候，观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着未知之神。你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们： 创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，又不住人手所造的殿。他从一本造出万族的人，住在全世上，并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界。我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他，就如你们作诗的，有人说我们也是他所生的。世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不监察，如今却吩咐作主的人都要悔改。接着他所施答的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人作可信的凭据。众人听见从死里复活的话，又有讥笑他的，又有人说：我们再听你讲这个吧。我一起读34节，但有几个人贴近地信了主，其中有亚拉巴谷的官叫尼修，并一个妇人名叫大马里，还有别人一同顺从主。
May God bless the readers and hearers of His words.
愿神祝福读同埋听嘅人。
Today's message is given by Pastor Wilson. The title is "Challenging Your Cultural Norms with the Gospel."
邢牧师今日所传讲嘅信息嘅题目系以福音挑战你的文化准则。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Let us pray.
我哋一齐祈祷。
Lord, we know it's summer and the humidity is high and temperatures are up, so we do ask for your help to be attentive to your word.
天父，我们知道天气都开始热啊，气温都上升，但求主你帮助我们专心听你的话语。
We know your message or your word, and the person behind the word, Lord Jesus, and your Holy Spirit is powerful.
我们知道你的话语背后的是耶稣基督，也都知道圣灵有大能。
It does change lives, as we'll be witnessing.A baptism today.
我哋今日都见证会今日有一个洗礼，我哋睇到福音点样改变人嘅生命。
And so, as we look at this important passage in your Word, we do ask that you would help us grow in grace.
我哋今日去睇呢篇嘅经文嘅时候，我哋求主你赐恩。
May we properly understand it and apply it into our lives.
我哋正确嘅明白同埋可以应用喺我哋生命里边。
And we ask that in the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求，阿门。
Well, if you were with us last time, we ended last week's message in reference to Acts 17:16.
咁如果你上个礼拜喺度嘅时候咧，我哋完结嘅时候就讲到《使徒行传》17:16呢段经文。
And that was Paul being disturbed as he looks over Athens in Greece.
就是说保罗在当时看到雅典的时候觉得心里焦急。
You see, I have on the next slide here a picture of the Parthenon, the remnants or the ruins of the Parthenon.
咁喺荧光幕睇到的就是一个巴特隆神殿的图画，就是那个而家的位置。
And of course, it was a marvelous architectural wonder.That was built back in 440 BC.
咁当时喺主前嘅440年，能够建筑到呢个嘅神殿，系一个好奇妙嘅建筑嘅工程。
I'm sure the Apostle Paul was impressed with the architecture.
咁保罗一定系俾佢嗰个建筑系嘅美丽所觉得系好吸引。
But he was disturbed because he saw all the idols.And again, the Parthenon is the idol of Athena, a goddess back then, one of the goddesses. He was disturbed as he looked upon the city.
咁呢個巴特隆神殿其實係雅典娜呢個女神嘅神殿，同埋當保羅睇到雅典咁多嘅偶像嘅時候，佢就覺得心裏焦急。
In fact, that word in 16, disturbed, which is translated in some translations greatly distressed, is the same word in the Old Testament Greek version, the Septuagint. Again, it's translated, the Hebrew is translated into Greek because Gentiles needed to read it.
咁啊，以前嘅希伯來字去翻譯成啊希臘文，咁跟住佢中文亦到心裏焦急，咁亦都係好似心情好煩擾咁嘅意思。
It's the same word addressed in Isaiah 65 when God was concerned or distressed at all the idols in our lives.
同樣嘅字咧，就係用喺以賽亞書65章，當神睇到我哋生命裏邊幾多嘅偶像嘅時候嗰個心情。
And so Paul, just like every Christian, should not be unfamiliar with the idols that are around us and perhaps in our lives.
同樣今日嘅基督徒，我哋都應該睇到我哋周圍同埋我哋生命裏邊有唔同嘅偶像。
That like Paul, we need a biblical filter as we look at our world, as we look at our life, and see why are we living.
我哋要好似保罗咁样，有一个合乎圣经嘅眼光去睇我哋嘅生命，睇我哋周围。
Paul was so sensitive to the word of God and thus to God's attitudes and ways and heart that he couldn't help but agonize over the city.
保罗对于神嘅话语好敏锐，所以佢都咧有神嗰个心。当佢睇到呢个城市里边周围咁多嘅偶像嘅时候，佢嘅心亦都唔舒服。
And since we're fellow believers as well in Jesus Christ, we ought to be concerned. We ought to be distressed as we look upon our city and our lives and see the idols that are there.
同樣我們作為跟隨基督的人，我們看到我們周圍的城市和我們心裡面有這麼多的偶像的時候，我們的心情也都應該會覺得很焦急和焦慮。
Now that word disturbed in verse 16 that represents Paul and God in Isaiah 65,It's something that combines two important attributes of God, holiness and love.
佢心裏焦急嗰個字喺中文譯出嚟係咁樣，但係佢應該係包含住兩個意思，就係話包含住神嘅神性同埋對人嘅愛。
Right, the distress involves the both of them. You need them together because God is holy, He's righteous.
神係聖潔嘅，係公義嘅。
He's a jealous God. We were created to worship Him.
神是忌邪的神，我们被神所造是要去敬拜祂。
Yet if you analyze your life and think of where your mind goes in your spare time, does it go to God?
当你去想想你自己的生命，当你有时间的时候，你的心是不是在想神呢？
That's an indicator of where your heart is.
这个就指示了你的心在哪里。
And so,on the one hand, there's holiness, but on the other hand, there's love, there's compassion, there's a desire to share, to reason, as it says in verse 17, to reason with the people about the gospel.
神一方面是公义，另一方面也都是爱的。他的心是他想我们去认识他，他好像在保罗那里讲他怎样跟人辩论的时候，他都想我们去认识。
And as you just read, that's what Paul does. He reasons.He dialogues with the people. He doesn't just proclaim. He engages people and their cultural influences.
保罗在当时不是只是要去宣讲这个福音，而是他在他们的文化里面，他跟他们有一个对话。
You know, we live in the northeast part of the United States, and there's an old adage, an old saying by Mark Twain.
那我们住在东北的美洲，那我们认识的马克吐温，他曾经有一个说话。
And this saying sort of gets to the idols that are in general in our midst.
他这个讲法就看到我们生命里面不同的偶像。
The saying goes like this. In Boston, in that northeast city, in Boston they ask, what does he or she know?
他说在波士顿他们会问他或者他知道什么。
In New York, they ask, how much does he or she make?
而在纽约呢，他就会问他究竟赚多少钱。
And in Philadelphia, they ask, what family is he or she from?
如果你喺費城嘅時候咧，佢就會問你佢嘅家境背景係點樣嘅咧？
See, that's an analysis in general of the idols of the heart, the idols in the cities.
呢個就係分析咗喺呢個城市裏邊唔同嘅人嘅偶像，佢心裏邊偶像係點樣？
Now, of course, you'll find fragments or varieties of those in every city.
冇錯啊！你喺每一個城市裏邊都有呢種唔同嘅偶像。
But I think Mark Twain was probably right in generalizing those things in those particular northeastern cities.
咁但係馬托温佢呢度所講嘅係喺普遍嘅情況，喺呢三個唔同嘅城市裏邊嘅情況係咁樣。
And so as Paul looks out at Athens, the intellectual, the political and cultural center.As it was taken over by the Roman Empire, he is disturbed.
好似保罗咁样，当你睇到雅典嘅时候，这个文化嘅政治嘅中心，佢被罗马政府系征服咗之后，佢哋睇到嘅咁多嘅偶像，佢就觉得好心里焦虑。
As we didn't read a verse, I think we did read 36. 36 says the city was filled with idols.And verse 22 says religiosity.
经文里边俾我睇到入边好多嘅唔同嘅偶像，同埋佢哋唔同嘅宗教信仰。
In other words, yeah, they were worshiping, but they worshiped other gods.
换句话讲，佢哋拜紧唔同嘅神。
Idolatry is promoting created things. They're good. Created things are good. The Lord made things, and He said it is good. But when it becomes an ultimate thing, an absolute thing, then that replaces God, and God is angry with that.
拜偶像就是敬拜那些受造之物，受造之物是好的，神被神所造，但当我们将它去取代了真正的神的时候，这个就是拜偶像，神说这个不对。
And so we can be easily deceived, really, easily deceived in thinking that we know God in a saving way, but yet we're entrapped.We really worship something else of the created order, not God.
我哋好容易去被蒙蔽咗，我哋以为我哋认识嘅唔系能够拯救我哋。当我哋去敬拜一啲创受造之物嘅时候，我哋唔系真系认识神。
So in order to be obedient to the Lord, you need to identify the idols, not only in your own heart, but those are around you that others are succumbing to.
我哋要顺服神，我哋要清楚去明白到我哋唔单止系我哋心里边嘅偶像系边一啲嘢，并且系我哋周围嘅其他嘅人嘅偶像系点样。
Because those are the major barriers, the barriers to knowing God.
因为呢个成为我哋能够认识神嘅一个障碍。
And so the question is, how does Paul do it? Well, verse 17 says he reasoned. He reasoned with those people.
咁我哋睇到保罗佢点样做咧？佢同佢哋去辩论。
He's in the marketplace. Now, don't be fooled when it says marketplace there in some translations, because it's not like today's marketplace.
咁啊，呢啲翻译话佢喺一个市集嘅地方，但系并唔系好似今日嘅市集咁样。
Because there was no internet back then. There was no journals, no news magazines, no newspapers. Right? You got your news in the marketplace.
咁当时冇新闻、冇报纸、冇上网，咁你。当时的人怎样得到消息呢？就是去到这些市集的地方。
There were no banks, so you did the transactions in the marketplace.
当时没有银行，所以你有什么找换，有什么要去买卖的，都在这个市集。
There are no think tanks, those academic ivory towers. You went to the marketplace to exchange ideas, to battle it out.
当时呢，没有什么所谓的智囊团，没有什么特别有智慧嘅機構，咁佢哋點樣去交換佢哋嘅意見咧？就喺呢個市集裏邊。
So Paul enters the fray, and so should you. You should enter the fray.
所以保羅咧就進入到去佢哋嘅當中。
And dialogue with people, challenge where their cultural understandings aren't in line with God's word.
佢同佢哋去有一個對話去。用藉住佢哋嘅文化，佢哋嘅對於信仰嘅理解，你用你神嘅話語去同佢哋對話。
Again, it doesn't have to be just immoral things. Of course, we should say object to immorality, but it could be religiosity, things that are related to religion that are not in line with God's word.
咁唔單止係要講啲道德嘅嘢，並且係要講到喺你嘅信仰上邊係關於到神嘅話語。
But notice Paul's discourse is very civil, because on the one hand he's holy, angry at idols; on the other hand, at the same time, he's loving. He wants them to come and to know the gospel, to know the good news of Jesus Christ.
你要知道保罗同佢哋嘅对话系好文明嘅对话，一方面佢系爱佢哋，佢想佢哋认识个福音，同样嘅佢系憎恨佢哋所敬拜嘅偶像。
He is civil, but he doesn't hold back. He doesn't hold back. He doesn't hold back his punches.
佢咧并冇系留守话系去好小心去讲嘢。
Look at verse 29. It says.He's addressing sophisticated intellectuals, right, in the marketplace, the elite.
在29節，他講到他們跟當中有智慧的人去對話。
And he's so outraged, you know what he says? He says, he calls them, their ideas, ignorant. Verse 29, ignorance, he uses the word ignorance.
他說你們是無知的人。
Nothing could be more insulting to those in academia, to those who are in...intellectuals to say they're ignorant.
咁對於當時嗰啲係佢哋認為有智慧、好有智慧嘅人嚟講，佢咁樣講嘅時候咧，對佢哋係一個好大嘅侮辱。
And on top of that, he alludes to the final judgment of God in verse 31.
並且31節佢講到神嘅審判。
Again, he felt outraged because of the holiness of God, yet compassion, wanting to engage them, not because of anything else, but.Them to come to faith in Christ.
一方面，佢神嘅憤怒係因為佢有神嗰個聖神色嗰個聖潔嘅睇法，並且佢係愛佢哋，佢想佢哋認識福音。
So he's characterized by warmth and affection on the one hand, and authority on the other.
所以一方面佢對佢哋有同情心，另一方面佢有神嘅一個主權帶住神嗰個權。
Now, we're not given a line-by-line dialogue of what he said in that marketplace.
我们不是讲着每他当时那个同人讲话的每一句的说话。
But it's pretty clear what he was talking about.
但很明显的我们看到他讲着什么。
He argues first for the deity of Christ, referring to the created order, the creator.
首先他用藉着耶稣基督的神圣他讲到那个创造的次序。
But he doesn't limit...His talk about the characteristics of God.
但佢唔係淨係止於喺講到神嗰個特性。
He quickly transitions to the historicity of Jesus' resurrection from the dead.
因為接住就講到耶穌基督點樣從死裏復活嗰個歷史性。
Many Christian apologists do the same thing, right? They point to the many eyewitnesses that saw for themselves.The risen Christ, as he walked on this earth for a number of days after the resurrection from the dead.
好多人喺耶稣基督死里复活之后喺地上边嘅活动，好多人都指住佢哋见证过。
C.S. Lewis's famous line that arguing the historicity of Jesus, Jesus is either liar, lunatic, or the Lord.
路易斯亦都系曾经系讲过讲到耶稣基督嘅历史性，就系话。耶稣基督一系就系一个讲说谎话嘅，一系就系一个系疯癫嘅人，再唔系佢就系一个系主，系神。
And then Paul engages at the highlight of his dialogue by pointing to this altar of to an unknown God。
然后保罗就指向佢地有一个坛，就系话系俾呢个未认识之神嘅呢个坛。
And he points to that because it's amongst all the other idols that are before them.
咁保罗喺咁多其他嘅偶像当中去指出呢一座坛。
He points to that for this reason, wants to point out to them the limitations of their worldview, of their religions.
保罗指出佢哋嘅世界观，佢哋嘅宗教系几咁贫乏。
You see the reasoning there?He gets into their shoes. He's sympathetic with them, but he points out the inconsistencies.
你睇唔睇到保罗佢其实带住佢哋嘅同理心，佢去代入佢哋嗰度，但系佢哋指出佢哋嘅不一致。
He challenges them and says, "There's something missing. There's something missing in your belief system."
保罗指出佢哋话佢哋嘅信仰嘅系统当中有啲嘢系缺乏咗。
Why is it that you have this amongst all these other idols that you've built? Why is it that you have one to an unknown God? Something's missing.
佢话点解你咁多嘅唔同嘅偶像喺呢度？你有一座坛系俾一个未认识之神咧？你系争咁一啲嘢，缺少咗一啲嘢。
That's the God that you haven't been able to discover, and I, says Paul, will tell you about him now.
佢话你呢个就系嗰个你未发现到嘅神，而我保罗，我而家就要讲俾你听。
You and I live in New York City. Predominantly, people in New York City have a secular, non-religious worldview.
我哋喺个你嘅纽约市，大部分人佢哋都系一个熟世冇宗教嘅一个世界观。
I guess you call it Western, though it's not limited to the West, as you know.
咁呢个我哋称为一个西方嘅俗世嘅观念，咁但系其实唔止于系西方人。
Western secular people have a tendency to say, "Why doesn't everybody think the way we think?"
咁西方人好多时都会话，点解其他人唔会好似我哋咁样谂嘢嘅咧
？We don't really bite into the lie of these religions. We don't have a kind of a faith.
咁我哋都唔相信呢啲咁嘅所谓嘅宗教，我哋冇呢啲咁嘅信仰。
In fact, we think religion is bad. It's bad for society.
佢哋话事实上宗教其实系好差嘅嘢，对于呢个社会系唔好嘅。
It's bad because you don't think. It doesn't follow reason.
佢话呢啲嘅宗教咧都系唔系跟住呢个理性去行事。
We need more of the populace to operate and function on the basis of science and reason, not a religious belief.
我哋要其他嘅人都要係帶住理性嘅喺呢個社會裏邊去運作，而唔係基於呢個信仰。
And if you have children in secular school, they're bombarded with that constantly there.
如果你有孩子喺呢個學校裏邊嘅時候，佢哋每一日都係被住呢啲思想去衝擊佢哋。
Western secular people are every bit as reliant. Are every bit as reliant on those faith beliefs as anybody else, though. That's the reality of things.
但其实西方嘅社会嘅文化就系佢哋都系依靠住佢哋所相信。
But the problem is they just don't see that. They don't see that.
佢哋只不过睇唔到啫。
The Western secular worldview is probably the most dominant understanding of the world in New York City.
咁西方嘅一个熟世嘅文化，佢哋对喺紐約市裏邊係一個大多數嘅一個睇法。
You know the word reason again in 17 is the Greek word dialogomai。
咁頭先嘅經文裏邊辯論嗰個字喺希列文裏邊咧係 dialogomai 呢個字。
And it's not only entering into a dialogue, but it's being more than that. It's getting into the shoes of someone. It's what we would call the Socratic method.
咁呢個唔單止係一個對話，而係嗰個意思係帶住話你要代入嗰個人嘅當中，一個好似蘇格拉底嘅辯論嘅方法。
And the Socratic method developed out of Greece, right? And I have it on slide 3. How does that work? It works like this. The method says, first of all, we acknowledge that we both have deeply different world views.
咁蘇格拉底方式嘅對話係點樣呢？就係話首先你要去承認你彼此之間有一個唔同嘅世界觀。
But rather than criticizing or yelling and screaming at you about your worldview, which is different than mine, which we get nowhere, we look and talk and dialogue about the differences.
我哋唔會去彼此去對罵，話你嘅世界觀比我嘅世界觀更差，而反之我哋會一齊去對話，去講下我哋嘅分別。
So the Socratic method basically is this: you try to think like your opponent, think what they're thinking.
所以个方法就系话你尝试去谂下对方嘅谂法系点样。
And you try to understand, and you try to listen to them.
你嘗試去聆聽他們，去明白他們。
And then, as you understand fully their worldview, you don't laugh at them, you don't yell at them, you don't scream at them.
當你更加多的去認識他們世界觀的時候，你同時你不會 去向他們去喧鬧，不會去笑他們。
You don't say how stupid you are.
你不會說，啊，你的想法多麼蠢。
You criticize their worldview on their own premise, on their own standards. You show them the inconsistencies.
你要藉著他們的前設而 去批評他們的世界觀，你要 去想，讓他們看到他們的不一致。
That's what Paul is doing here.
這個就是保羅現在所做的。
And that's how you make progress with the gospel in a day and age like this.
这个就是你怎样可以让这个福音是能够更加广传在这个时代的当中。
We'll learn in Sunday school this coming up, but people come to the gospel now in stages. It's not like, oh, you just give them the gospel outline and that's it.
现在人相信福音是一步一步这样去接受，而不是说你给他一个福音的大纲，他就去接受。
There's a reasoning, there's an engagement that has to be done.
当中一定要有这个理性的讨论，有对话。
And so how does one do that? Well, Paul's doing that right here. You've read it.
他怎么做呢？我们看看保罗的方法。
He's doing a Socratic method. He's persuading people by entering inside their own worldview and pointing out the problems there.
他进入对方的世界观，然后指出他们的问题。
As you'll see on slide 4, Paul challenges them and tells them, you need a bigger God because your God is too small.
保罗挑战他们说你需要一个更加大的神，因为你的神太小了。
Because you don't have a big enough God for your own moral intuition and insights.
因为你的神是不够大，以至于承载你那个道德的标准眼光。
He starts with verse 23.For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, to an unknown God. So you are ignorant of the very thing you worship. And this is what I'm going to proclaim to you.
23节说，我游行的时候观看你们所敬拜的，遇见一座坛，上面写着未识之神。你们所不认识而敬拜的，我现在告诉你们。
That verse is...will tell you the secret. That verse will show you how Paul reasons with them.
这节经文给我们看到保罗怎样去跟他们有一个理性的讨论对话。
Because as I said before, the altar to the unknown God, which is one of many idols that are there, shows a sense that there's something inadequate of their worldview.
好像我刚才所说，那座坛写着未识之神，那座坛给他们看到他们的世界观是有缺乏。
Because their worldview can't account for all of their moral intuitions.
因为他的那个神不能，他们所信的神不能够是不足够对于他们那个道德那个标准眼光。
They're smart people, they know that. That's why they built that altar to an unknown God. There might be something else.
他们都是聪明的人，所以他们先至去建立建起这座坛，因为他们知道在他们所看知道的神以外，另外有一个神。
But Paul points out that they can't identify that something else. I can.
保罗指出他们不知道这个神是谁，但是我知道。
You know, we live in a day and age where we're constantly told that no one can say, I have the superior cultural values than yours.
我们会在现在的世代，就很多人就说没有人可以告诉你听，啊，我有一个更加高超的文化的价值。
We're told we can't say that, but we live that in that way.
那我们，我们，人家告诉你听，我们不可以这样说，但是我们活出来就是这样。
Right, if you're in a heated exchange with someone, and something comes up and disturbs them, they say, you have no right to tell me how to live.
可能你当讨论的当中的时候，那个人到去到一个点，就是说他讲你听，你没权去讲给我听，我要怎样过生活。
And that pushback today is because of imperialism.
其实这个就好像帝国主义的意思。
Imperialism, unfortunately, the Western world, And the Europeans kind of bestowed imperialism upon the rest of the world.
咁帝國主義其實就好似喺西方嘅社會將佢哋嘅文化價值咧，去加諸於其他嘅地方。
And what they basically did was saying, "Our way is right, your way is wrong."
佢哋以前所做嘅就係話，我哋嘅方法係正確，你嘅方法係錯嘅。
And so there's been a pushback of that, and now things are conflicted. You know, it's the secular understanding is that we want it both ways. The secular people are kind of conflicted and not really being consistent with what they're thinking.
咁以至而家咧喺呢個現代嘅人咧，佢哋嘅諗法就好多嘅衝突。
They say no, we have no right to tell others that your culture is wrong.
佢話我哋冇權講俾你聽，你哋嘅文化係錯嘅。
We agree, imperialism was bad. It's terrible and it's oppressive. That's what some secular people say today.
他們說我知道是這樣是錯的，因為這個帝國主義是不對的。
Right, and that's why when you're dialogue with people and they say you ought not to do X, Y, and Z, and that person says, why? Why ought I not do X, Y, and Z?
所以當你跟人對話的時候，你講人聽話你不應該做這樣、這樣、這樣，那那個人就會反問你，為什麼我不可以做這些事呢？
And the only thingTo consistently match the secular worldview is, it's because I prefer you not to do that. I wish you wouldn't do it. I feel that you shouldn't do it that way.
咁我哋只可以講就係話，我希望你唔好咁樣做，我想你唔好做。
Because they can't say it's wrong, because that would, again, be imperialism.
因為我哋唔可以話係錯嘅，因為我哋咁樣講佢聽係錯嘅時候咧，呢個就好似一個帝國主義一樣。
But the problem with that is we know things are wrong, right? We know it's not right to kill. We know it's not right to steal, right? We know it.
但事實是我們知道這些是錯事，譬如我們知道是不可以去殺人，不可以去偷竊。
Yet, that worldview, the secular worldview is saying, you know, you can't tell us what's right or wrong.
但這個俗世的觀念就告訴我們，說你不可以告訴我們什麼是對，什麼是錯。
You can tell how you feel.I feel that it's wrong, but you can't say it's absolute, a moral absolute that it's wrong.
佢哋話你可以講我聽啊，你覺得係點樣？但係你唔可以講我聽呢樣嘢係啱或者錯。
But you see the problem with that?
但係你知唔知個問題喺邊度咧？
As you see on slide 5, there's a big difference to what you feel is wrong and what an independent standard says is a wrong behavior.
就係話你個當中嘅分別，就係話你感覺係錯，同埋另外有一個獨立嘅標準話係錯嘅行為，呢兩樣係唔同。
Why should I not do X, Y, and Z? Just because you feel that I shouldn't do it?
對方話點解我唔可以做呢啲嘢咧？係咪因為只係因為你覺得你感覺我唔應該做咧
？Again, that doesn't.It's very inconsistent. It doesn't hold any weight, right?
呢個係好唔一致。
As you'll see on slide 5, modern secular people do not believe there are moral norms that we're to follow.
熟世嘅人佢話冇一個標準係我哋需要去跟隨。
Modern people believe that all moral values are person-specific, culturally related.
熟世嘅人話所有嘅道德嘅標準。都是基於個人的不同同埋我哋嘅文化嘅價值。
You determine morality for yourself, says the secular world.
佢哋話你自己去決定你嘅道德嘅標準係乜嘢。
Again, in New York City, you're often told no one has the right to tell you what's right or wrong.
紐約嘅人話：你冇權去講俾佢聽乜嘢係啱，乜嘢係錯。
Yet the inconsistency of that is this: they do tell Christians you can't say that there are moral absolutes in the world.
但佢哋嘅不一致就係話，佢哋講俾基督徒聽，呢個世界冇一個絕對嘅道德標準。
That's contradictory. They're telling Christians you can't do that. That'sWrong. They're so inconsistent.
佢 佢哋就係講俾基督徒聽，你唔可以做呢啲嘢。呢個對於佢哋嚟講，其實佢哋係前後不一。
Because unless you believe in a God or a moral law out there, then you need to stop talking about right and wrong, right?
話如果你唔相信有一個神嘅時候，你唔可以講有某乜嘢啱乜嘢錯。
Because of the mass shootings have been happening, and all the violence has been happening, we know there is a wrong. And there is a right.
但因为很多的暴力，很多的枪击事件，我们都知道有什么是错。
So you can explain how you feel. But again, that's a lot different than saying there are moral absolutes, a standard that says things are wrong.
你可以说你的感觉是怎样，但是跟说你知道有一个道德的标准的准则的时候，这个是很不同。
And that's the altar to the unknown God in New York City.
这个就是这个纽约市的一个未识之神的这个祭坛。
We're so opinionated in New York, right? We kind of tell people off, right? We speak our mind.
我们在纽约市，我们很多人都有可以给出不同的意见去讲他们心里面所想的。
So we're actually telling people they're wrong.
我们讲给人听他们是错。
Again, pointing that out is what Paul's doing. He's reasoning. He's saying, "What are you doing? It's so inconsistent."
保罗就好似当时咁样去指出佢哋嘅不一致。
Paul would challenge him and say, "The existence of God makes sense of your moral injustices."
保罗话呢个神嘅存在对于你嘅道德嘅标准系合理嘅。
And he's basically saying, "Your worldview is too small. It's too small." For your moral intuitions.
他说你的世界观太过小了。
And Paul challenges the people. Again, doesn't stop at the characteristics of God, moves on to the God-man Jesus and the historicity of rising from the dead.
保罗并不单止停在这个神的神性里面，而是继续讲到耶稣基督的历史性。
And why does he do that?
为什么他要这样做呢?
Because of the love aspect of the balance of holiness and love, right?
就是说当中圣洁和爱的一个平衡。
You know, back then, it was, again, the text that you read made reference to philosophers, Epicureans, Stoics of the Greek age.
咁头先经文当中提到的希腊的时代有两个学派的人。
Historians tell us,that an old Greek worldview didn't give that society enough resources to handle suffering. Did not.
历史学家讲俾你听，佢哋呢啲咁嘅世界观嘅睇法，并唔能够帮助佢哋去面对苦难。
But sociologists, especially Rodney Stark, in A Rise of Christianity, written in the early 2000s, he says the gospel did. The death and resurrection of Jesus, Rodney Stark,probably not an evangelical Christian, but he's, in his research, states, as a sociologist.
在2000年写一个社会学家，他讲到说，这个基督教的兴起在当时来讲就是帮助了这些人。
The death and resurrection of Jesus helped people grasp and deal with the suffering of life.
耶稣基督的死和复活帮助这些人去面对死亡和苦难。
Because when Jesus went to the cross to die for our sins, it's not, he didn't go the way of the Stoics.
耶稣基督上十字架的时候就不是好像这些斯多派的说法一样。
The Stoics say, medicate, right? Go into your fantasy world, right? Forget your troubles, go on vacation.
斯多亚派的人他说你去冥想去想你离开了这些苦难去想自己放一个大家。
Detach.
要跟这些东西去割离。
Jesus didn't do that.
耶稣不是这样做。
He gave of himself. He attached himself. He didn't detach. He attached himself to us.
他不是将自己抽离，而是反之他将自己去跟我们去联系。
He didn't run away from suffering. He ran toward it.
他不是从这个苦难当中去躲避，并且他是走向这个苦难。
The Epicureans and Stoics did the opposite.
而其他嘅派就讲相反嘅嘢。
Jesus made himself of no reputation. He dies a criminal. He's innocent. He dies a shameful criminal's death on a cursed cross.
耶稣基督死喺呢个咒诅嘅十架上边，佢并冇去保留自己嘅声誉。
And does Jesus act like a stoic in the Garden of Gethsemane and on the cross?
咁耶稣喺喺西马利园里面并冇去躲避。
No, he's sweating like drops of blood in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he's crying and he's screaming to God, "Why? Why have you forsaken me on the cross?"
耶稣佢喺十字架上边去呼喊，点解神要离弃佢
？Because he's not afraid of suffering. Why? Because he did it for you.
佢唔害怕苦难，因为佢系为你做嘅。
He didn't run away from suffering.Because he wanted you to be rescued.
佢唔去逃避苦难，因为佢想去拯救你。
And Jesus cries out to the Lord, God the Father, and cries out to others in agony.
耶稣基督去向其他人去呼喊，向神去呼喊。
Because the death and resurrection helps you deal with suffering.
因为耶稣基督嘅复活帮助你去面对苦难。
It's nothing wrong with a happy family. It's nothing wrong with treasuring your family.
唔係有一個開心嘅家庭長大係冇問題嘅。
But I must say this to you.
但我要同你講。
It can't be an ultimate thing.
但係呢個唔係你至終要有嘅。
Because if it's an ultimate thing, it's an idol.
因為如果你只係將呢樣嘢成為呢個最終你想要嘅嘢，呢個就係你嘅偶像。
That displeases the Lord.
这个对于你来说是侮辱了神。
And you won't be able to handle the suffering that will come to you and your family because it comes to all of us.
如果你这样做的时候，你就不能够去面对向你来紧的苦难，去向你家人来紧的苦难。
Let me say clearly.
让我讲清楚。
How are you going to deal? Does your present worldview? You say you're a Christian, maybe.Does your present worldview enable you to deal with the suffering that, if you haven't had already, is coming?
你而家嘅世界观能唔能够帮助你去面对嚟紧嘅苦难咧
？Are you going to just run and medicate?
你咪就系躲避，净系去默想
？Just fill your life with pleasures?
系咪即系将所有嘅舒适嘅嘢都充满咗你自己嘅生活咧
？It's not enough.
呢个系唔足够嘅。
The only thing, according to the history of the world, that will help you is Jesus' death and resurrection.
根据呢个历史嘅里边世界历史嚟讲，耶稣基督嘅死同埋复活先至能够帮助你。
And that's what you need to tell the world if you're a Christian.
所以如果你系基督徒嘅时候，你就需要去讲俾呢个世界知道。
And that's going to take work. It's going to take work to dialogue and to reason with people.
我们需要花时间要工作要努力去跟人 去沟通去对话。
Again, the day and age of people even coming to church, let alone sitting down for 20 minutes to give a gospel outline to them, is over.
现在的世代的人已经不来教会了，他更加不会坐低20分钟去听你讲这个福音的大纲。
They come in stages now. People come to faith in stages. You have to dialogue with them. You have to understand where they're coming from and engage and tell them the inconsistencies.
而家你同人要一步一步嘅去对话，去睇下佢哋嘅世界观谂紧乜嘢，去点样去将呢个福音介绍俾佢哋。
And then you'll see more than just a trickling in of people coming to faith.
然后你就会更加多嘅去睇到人去相信耶稣基督。
We are thankful.That Toby will be up here as he will be witnessing his faith in Jesus Christ.
我哋感恩啊 ，Toby 会系同你见证佢点样去耶稣基督。
But we could do better. We could do better. It's been how many years? Can you count how many people have come to faith through us?
咁多年嚟，你可唔可以
less than a handful?
咁多年，你有冇数到有几多人系藉住我哋去相信耶稣基督咧？
So what are we doing wrong?
我哋错喺边一度咧
？You're not taking seriously what God's word says.
你对于神所俾你嘅，你唔系认真嘅对待。
Again, it's not a simple formula. You don't just give a person a simple formula.
呢个唔系只系一个简单嘅方程式，你将呢个方程式俾个人，嗰个人就会相信耶稣。
Yes, in other parts of the world, that's still so, and maybe pockets of maybe ethnic pockets in this illustrious city we live in. That's possible. It is still possible.
可能在世界某些地方或者城市里面某一些少数的人，你可以仍然可以这样做。
But for the majority of people living in this city, they'll look at you and with a blank face. Just look at you with a blank face.
但是对于大部分住在城市的人来说，他们看着你只不过觉得你是傻。
Father, we thank you for this chapter that is very challenging for us to grasp.
因为我们去看这段经文的时候，对我们来说是一个挑战，我们怎么去明白理解。
But I hope through the power of your Holy Spirit and the truth of your word that people would see at least glimmers of what you're telling them here.
但是藉着圣灵的带领和你的话语，让在座的人都能够去看到你想他们所听的。
And so, Lord, we are called to go and make disciples of all nations.
因为你呼召我们去世界地方去使万民作你的门徒。
And the Lord in His providence has seen fit to put us in a place like New York City where the nations come to New York.
主，我们在这个纽约市，我们看到世界各地的人都来到纽约市。
So we really don't have to go too far to share and the reason and the dialogue and to proclaim the good news.
所以我其实不需要去到很远的地方去宣讲你的福音，去跟人对话。
We know, Lord, that the makeup of Christianity where we live in this part of the world has changed.
主，我们知道我们活在这个地方，我们看到的基督教的改变。
And yes, we are thankful and encouraged that we see pockets of ethnic churches springing up around the city.
我们都感恩看到在城市里面有些种族的他们的教会都兴起。
But the majority of people are de-churched.
但大部分人都没有去教会。
They don't want anything to do with church.
他们不想跟教会有任何的关系。
And so what about them? How do we engage them?
所以我们怎么可以跟他们对话呢?
And most of them are movers and shakers in society.
怎样去塑造这个社会?
And so, the challenge is before us, Lord. Everyone is on equal level. We're all sinners in need of grace.
我们每一个都是罪人，我们需要耶稣基督。
None of us can say we're superior to the other.
我们每一个人可以说我们比其他人是高人一等。
We can say we prefer certain cultures.But we can't say ours is superior.
我们可以说我们是倾向于某一个文化，但不可以说自己的文化比其他的好。
Because you level the ground, all are sinners. All must come to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
因为你是爱每一个人，你看到我们是每一个都是罪人。
No one can be self-righteous.
每一个人能够自义。
Thank you, Father, for your word, and we do pray that it would be of help to us today.
主，我们感谢你的话语，求主你今天去对我们说话。
And so we ask for your blessing upon it. In Jesus' name, Amen.
求主你祝福，祈祷奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。